good news and success, sharing good news, success, and some practical pieces of advice that doesn't often make the headlines. So, Rhoda Kruiser, again, I introduce you as my co-host, Partners in Action, Inc. I'm ready to meet your guest.
Awesome. Well, thank you, Shelley. It's always great to bring in guests who have positive news, positive outlook, positive spirit. And today is no exception. We welcome Trina Burkampas Elvey from the Bobble Patch. Welcome, Trina. Yeah, so Trina has a distinguished bio, and as we talked about a little bit earlier, she is a graduate gemologist from GIA. I love that. I just think, you know, of all the things that I could learn about, it just like sparkly, fun things like jewels and gems would be awesome to do, right?
Yeah.
She also has a bachelor's degree from Grand Valley State University in metalsmithing.
Correct.
So has a lot of knowledge, not only about the gems, but about the metals that they work with. And she has been working for 20 plus years at the Bobble Patch. and she is store manager there and really leads the team in the great work that they do. So welcome, Trina.
Thanks.
Were you a little jewelry girl? Did you wear jewelry as a little?
I did not. Oh, I didn't.
Cool. Yeah. See, I wasn't really big into that as a kid, but I always think that, you know, it's one of those things you look at different pieces and you just, you know, it's fun to imagine what could happen with those different things. So Trina, tell us a little bit about, for especially those who may not have been introduced yet to the Bobble Patch, tell us a little bit about what the Bobble Patch is all about.
We are a custom design store. We will remake anything that you have. If you have gold and diamonds in a previous item that you no longer wear, we will remake that into something new that you will wear and enjoy. Because our philosophy is it shouldn't be sitting in a jewelry box being not enjoyed.
And like my sorority pin, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep, correct. So that's how we started out over 20 years ago as a little shop. Just doing repairs and doing custom design, and we've evolved from that. We do CAD/CAM with a 3D printer. We're very high tech, so we really enjoy that because we can get everything perfect for the client, and you can see the product before it's done, so there's no surprises at the end. We also do, I personally go to Antwerp, Belgium to buy diamonds for clients twice a year, so we really specialize in hand-selecting diamonds for clients.
Wow. So. That is so cool. Now, tell me about that a little bit, because I think, I don't know, you know, I'm just envisioning if I could spend somebody else's money buying diamonds, like I would just, that would be
fun. Spend your own,
but
Rhoda, you're successful.
Yeah, there you go. but I would think that there's probably, you know, some things that you look for and that maybe a client should look for if they're thinking about whether it's a diamond or a ruby or, you know, emerald, whatever it is. Tell, you know, what do you look for when you're over there shopping?
Well, it's really a savings is because I go over and I hand select from the diamond cutters versus cutting out all those middlemen. By the time they comes through, let's say, imported into the U.S. and then goes to New York and then goes to another diamond vendor. Every time someone touches a diamond, obviously the price goes up. So I go directly there to the diamond cutters, about five of them, and hand select for clients. And it can be for an engagement. It can be for an anniversary. It can be just because. And no size, shape is ever, or budget is out of the realm. I've gone and done, I think my least order was 6 diamonds, but I've done as many as 20 orders at one time. So it's very hand selected. I am personally shopping for the client. And it's quite a thrill. It's a lot of fun. It's 3 hard days of looking at diamonds, which is enjoyable, but it can be, you know,
it's obviously it's your passion or you wouldn't have studied it academically and, continued, in retail.
Yes. Yes. Cause no 2 diamonds are alike. So it makes it more of a thrill and a challenge every time to go for a client to say, I want this, and then hunting through the diamonds. It's just not 5 diamonds. I'm going through hundreds and hundreds of diamonds.
Wow.
So,
and how exciting for the client to have, to know that this was personally selected for them, that, you know, you understand what they want and how that needs to fit them. and then you get
it's,
to pick
yeah,
that
very
out.
Personalized and very, very emotional at times when after I come back in the diamonds and we put it into the item, very emotional for the client to hand that over to their loved one and say, this was hand-selected.
Yeah.
I just didn't go into any store and just say, I want that one. It was very hand-selected. And the savings on it is on top of that because typically I can find them a bigger diamond for the same price than I normally would.
Wow.
So it's quite a thrill. And a lot of love in it, really.
Yeah. So. Oh, you can feel that. And then you touched on they can kind of see, if you're doing a custom design, they can kind of see it in the process. Talk about that. Like if I come in, what happens and how do I get involved? Do I get involved in the design process?
You do. Absolutely do. We have two computer systems that we can design off of in the store while you're there. One is more of like a top view. Let's say if you have an engagement ring and you can't find a band to match it, we can do a band to match of a top view to show you right there and kind of get an idea what it looked like and a price. The other one is, let's say, starting strictly from scratch. And we actually have a quiz that you can take that says, what's your style? Because you could walk in and say, I need something new, but I don't know. And going through the cases, yeah, I like this, but I like this. So we have this little 10-question quiz that you can take, and it actually narrows down to what your style would be. And then we can take those items, and while you're in the store, change it from a yellow gold to a white gold. Change the gems, let's say if you have rubies or sapphires, and pop them in there. So you get a visual, and then the ring can be rotated in a 360, so you can see the top and through the finger, all the views of it. It's a very good, solid starting point to get a design. And then after that, we go to, let's say you approve that design, we move on to the CAD CAM, and that's what the owner, Richard Kirkew, does. He does all the CAD CAM work. And then we make it into a 3D model on a 3D printer, and after that, it goes into a finished mode of being cast into metal and the gem set by our master jeweler, Sarah Taylor, so...
You'll have my price point when you're doing. I mean, if I come in and say, this is how much I need to spend, and it's
correct.
Not a lot. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. We can work with any price point. If you're like, this is my budget, you know, we can come up with many options. It doesn't mean that just because it's custom, people think it's extraordinarily expensive. It can be if you want to set 1,000 diamonds in it. But, you know, if you're just looking for something really simple to redo your original diamond or you have an heirloom ruby from grandma that you just don't like the mounting on it, we can definitely redo that and do it in the price point, especially if you have your own gold. We're the only ones in the area where I actually recycle your gold because other jewelers want to use fresh gold. But if you have like the sorority pen, the class ring, even old herringbone chains and that no one wears anymore, you can bring that in and we'll just recycle that gold into the proper color that you need. And then you have that extra, you know, I made this for my grandmother's ring, you know.
Yeah.
So it gets passed on as an heirloom.
Cool.
That is cool. And how neat. So people are actually seeing different images of what that could look like on a screen there in your, and everything, if I'm understanding correctly, is done right there on site. So we don't have to worry about our heirlooms going out someplace and not knowing how they're being secured. It's all handled right there.
Correct. Nothing leaves the store in a custom like that.
Yeah.
With the exception that we cannot cast in platinum, but that means your gems are still staying here at our store.
Right.
But everything else is done right then and there. So
That's really cool.
Thank you.
So talk to me a little bit. You mentioned Sarah on the bench. You mentioned Richard, who does a lot of the design and CAD things.
Mm-hmm.
Talk a little bit about... you know, the team and what do you think's important or that stands out to you about having a team who can accomplish this? Because obviously this is unique. This isn't something that I hear about from other stores.
Yeah. A lot of our team members have been with the Bottle Patch for quite a few years. I would say communication is a key element because we all have to work together on different steps of every project, whether it's a custom or it's a sale or it's a repair. So the communication is a key factor that we are communicating not only with us but with the client. So there's no question of what was really meant by anything.
Mm-hmm.
So that is really a huge, I think, that makes any team go together, because if you're not communicating, then it kind of dies off and everybody keeps it internal and it doesn't work out. And it can cause frustration, so... I think that our our whole team is really brilliant. Roxanne, who's assistant manager, she is awesome on designing. And she actually, when you asked me if I had jewelry as a little child, she is one that envisioned wearing grandma's jewelry when she was little. So her passion and jewelry started way on before that. And you can see that when you talk to her on it.
Yeah.
So I think it's great. And Richard, same too. He started very young liking jewelry, but he goes more to the technology. He really likes doing the CAD/CAM and creating and designing that part. So that's really, awesome. I think our team is awesome.
Yeah. So you've got all these different people who bring different pieces of experience and interest and and so forth to that whole process. It sounds like they work really well together, you know, which is interesting as well, because a lot of times I find in retail stores, you know, everyone's trying to get to the door first, you know, because of commission and those kinds of things. Have you found that to be a challenge, or do you find that your team really is able to function for the good of the client?
I would say, you know, Ball Patch has been in business over 20 years. You know, over a period of time, no business is run smoothly, and you would have those little bumps like that with team members and that. But we have it pretty much, we have it down to a very clean system that we know the client comes first. It's not about us. It's about the client. So that's where the communication comes involved. Everyone in our store has a different personality. So if you're asking, if you're not bonding with that first person and the design, we usually pull in another team member to say, can we help you with that? You know, because then maybe they'll say, oh, I thought of this in a different way, and then it will all click. So it's not, retail is not a cookie cutter by any means.
So now let's say I have an older piece of jewelry, and maybe I'm just curious as to what it's worth, or, you know, I don't know if it's a really nice diamond or if it's just kind of, you know, leftovers. I don't know what, you know, what the criteria is.
You don't know what it is.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Yeah. Can you help with that?
Yes, absolutely. We do appraisals for insurance, and this month we're actually running an appraisal special. An appraisal for your insurance is the value that would be replaced at if case of loss or theft. It's not necessarily what you would pay for it, but it's what your insurance company should cover for it. Mm. But let's say you have things you inherited and you're going through and like, you got to clean this out. You don't know if they're real pearls or anything. You can bring those in. If you bring in a couple items at a time, we don't charge to evaluate them to tell you if they're real or not. But if you'd like to know I actually value, like a written appraisal to put on your insurance, then there would be a charge for that. But we do appointments because we've had people that had someone passed away, and us women don't really organize our jewelry very well. So we put in costume in with the good stuff. And then you bring it in, and you don't want to put that diamond in a garage sale.
Right.
So we'll help you go through that stuff for a very small minimum charge to separate, so to make sure that you're not giving away grandma's diamond in the garage sale for 10 cents. So,
yeah,
we can definitely help you with that.
Makes you want to go to garage sales to look for the diamonds now, just in case anybody made that mistake.
Yeah. So you talked a little bit about customer service, and I would be curious how you would define customer service. Like, what do you think is the difference between really good customer service and, you know, maybe what we typically experience, which on certain days isn't the greatest.
Right.
I
would say it's definitely listening to the client. We've all been in that situation when you've walked into a place and the team members there are on their own phones or having their own private conversation, and you don't get greeted. You think that, you know, your brain makes you think that, why are they talking about me? And you just walked into the store. So greeting and listening to the client, you know, everything else can be put on hold. But when the client comes in, that's the main thing, is that they're center stage. They came to you for a reason. And they, whether it's small for a battery or huge because they want a diamond or they want to just get information, they're the first ones that you should be paying attention to.
But you don't hover, do you?
No. We don't hover at all. No, we give you space. Our store is a pretty good size, but it's not huge by any means, as you'd feel you'd get lost in it, as in like a mall. But if you say, I just really just want to look, we believe you, and we'll maybe ask you, you know, are you looking for anything in particular? Mm-hmm. Can we guide you? No, I just really want to. Okay, well, then we'll let you just look around. Yeah. We're not.
It's Irwin, you know.
Oh, let's leave her alone.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting. I was at a leadership conference last week, and one of the speakers was talking about customer service. He was the former CEO of the Ritz-Carlton Hotel, and in his mind, customer service was treating each person as if they were the most important person you ever have known. Mm-hmm. And I thought, you know, isn't that a great perspective? Like, you know, the President of the United States or, you know, the Pope or whoever it is that you, you know, would put up on that pedestal, that you would say this person is that, and that's how they get treated when they come in. I thought that was a kind of great image.
It is. Because a lot of our clients we refer to as friends because we've built such a relationship with them. Yeah. So I might say the word client, but when they come in, it's kind of like, Norm, hi, Norm. You know, we know them coming in.
And I would think relationship would be a key word because, A, if I have good service and you treat me well, I'm going to tell Rhoda about you. And I'm going to call you first before I call them.
Correct.
And then that's, I think, just a customer service leadership 101 rule.
Yeah, really. You know, people want to know that you care about them and that you care about what their needs are. And I think that's a real essential to customer service. So if someone were getting started in, you know, jewelry, they were getting started in some of these kinds of arenas, what might be one or two tips that you would share with them that you say, boy, you know, when I started back when, I wish I had realized, or, you know, something that you just have found really helpful.
Well, some of the local colleges and universities offer jewelry classes, and they're much more improved than when I did it way back in the day. So they actually teach you more of the bread and butter, which if you're going to be a jeweler, which definitely helps, as in sizing rings and that. So that is definitely something to, if you're interested in that, to take those classes, to do that. It doesn't hurt just to go into your jewelry store and say, are you hiring and what kind of positions you want to do? GIA, the Gemological Institute of America, offers plenty of classes online to educate yourself, from a basic jewelry knowledge to what I did. So all those would be a key factor if you want to get into the jewelry business, besides the love of jewelry. It really is. You know, it is about building relationships. It's not an item that gets usually thrown away later on. It's something that gets passed on generations to generations, and that's what is so emotional about it.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting as you talk about that because it is, you know, it does have those memories. It has meaning.
Yeah, it does.
It's unique from most things that we purchase, I think, in that it seems like it's a symbol of something. When you give jewelry to someone, it's not just a, oh, here, by the way, you know. You know, that it
represents the first step to the next step or whatever. Yep. Rhoda, a final question, if you would.
Yeah. So any things that we should be thinking about as we're entering or moving towards the fall? You know, gift giving is coming up, and so...
I'm going to Antwerp in October, so if anybody would like a hand-selected diamond, they can definitely contact us. Otherwise, as in the fashion, colored diamonds, actually in blue and yellow, are very popular with green and pink. That's going to be more of a trend this season. Also, rose gold is getting more of a demand, especially in engagement rings and with the morganite gem, too. We're seeing a trend of pushing towards that of... the latest thing, besides a little bit more unusual, not just your basic jewelry, which we carry all designer lines.
Cool. So if someone is interested in finding out more and connecting with you, how would they do that?
They can call us at 616-785-1100. Our website is bowelpatchjewelers.com. And we are also on Facebook and Twitter, so you can contact us that way. We'll be more than happy. Any way you want to reach out, we'll get right back to you.
Great. Good news and success. Thank you, Trina Percompas, LV, the Bobble Patch. Rhoda Cruiser, your information, please?
Sure. People want to get in touch with me, they can call me at area code 616-457-3453 or connect with us at piabusinessconsulting.com on our website.
Great. See you next month. Thank you, Rhoda.
Thank you.